Prayers for the Soul. Dear God, be my Redeemer, my internal teacher, my divine physician. Thank you for your presence in my life. I surrender to you all I am, all I think, all I feel, and all I have. I recognize in this moment that yours is the power to heal and make whole. You who have the power to work miracles, you who rule time and space, please take me in your arms and hold me. Dear Lord, please lift me up and heal me. Cast out of my mind all thoughts that are not of you. Cast out of me all harsh and critical nature. Cast out of me all violence and all anger. Cast out of me all demons from my past, for I would be made new. I wish to walk so close to you that we might be as one. I ask for new life, new mind, new body, new spirit. Dear God, please come into me and release me from this pain. Amen. The following is a prayer for happiness. Dear God, please make me a force for good. Remove from my awareness all thoughts that keep me bound here. Every goal I surrender to you. All agendas I surrender to you. All I have and all I am, I give to you. I ask only to be carried in your arms that I might know the joy of full surrender. May I not be tempted to think about meaningless things and give them weight and suffer thereby. Please send your spirit to lift me up and give me new youth and a free and joyful spirit. Show me the happiness of full forgiveness. Whomever I do not forgive, dear Lord, please show me how. For I wish not to be bound here to the toil and pain and turmoil of this world. I wish to know the angels, to sing and feel free. Dear God, please make me happy. I am ready to outgrow my childish pain. Amen. If and when you are depressed, say these prayers. Dear God, I feel such pain, anxiety, and depression. I know this is not your will for me, and yet my mind is held in chains by fear and paranoia. I surrender my life right now to you. Take the entire mess, all of it, now too complicated to explain to anyone, but known by you in each detail. Do what I cannot do. Lift me up. Give me a new chance, show me a new light, make me a new person. Dear God, this depression frightens me. Dear God, please bring me peace. Amen. Dear God, the burden that I carry feels too big for me. I'm so scared that this situation is going to fall apart and blow up in my face. I have done the following things that I regret. I failed to do the following things that I feel I should have done. And now, dear Lord, I feel so guilty. The situation is out of control and I am so scared. Dear God, I need a miracle. Please give me the chance to begin again. I give to you what I tried to keep under my own control before, and now everything has gone wrong, of course. Dear Lord, I am so sorry. Please help me now. May I begin again. I place this entire situation in your hands. May it be reborn. Please forgive me my errors and help me to forgive others for theirs. Do for me what I cannot do for myself. I go back in my mind to the moment at which I went astray in my thinking. I surrender all aspects of this situation to you. From this point forward, I will not feel guilty, for I know you will make right what I have made wrong. Thank you, dear God, for your power and your willingness to use it on my behalf. I pray that I might learn to do wrong no longer, that I might be a better person in the future. Thank you for the chance to begin again. Amen. The following is a prayer for personal transformation. Dear God, I want so much to be the person you would have me be. There are so many places in my life where I still hide from you, where I deny my love. In this moment, I surrender those places to you. Please heal me, Lord. I know that I make it hard for other people to get close to me, withhold my forgiveness, hold prejudices against certain people, am mean to some people, gossip, lie, cheat, play small, steal or violate, manipulate, hold resentments, take people and situations for granted. Now say your own. Turn my darkness, dear Lord, into light. May I become yourself within me. Illumine my heart. Increase my understanding. May my footsteps go where you would have them go, and my actions be what you would have them be. Dear Lord, please make me new. Amen. Dear God, may I have faith. May I not be tempted to forget your power. May I not be tempted to forget your love. May my mind not stray to the might of the destroyer, but remember instead the might of the Creator. Tomorrow you shall show me. You have the last word. You have the final say. And so I shall not worry. You shall redeem me. I shall resurrect. You shall bring forth new life from all apparent death. You create from what the darkness has destroyed, for your power is infinite, your forgiveness total, your mercy complete. So shall it be that I might fall, but I shall not remain down, for my Lord is with me. He shall lift me up. He shall create a new day. He shall bring me home. Thank you so much. Amen. This is a group prayer. It is a prayer for God's presence. We invite him in now, he who is already here, to burst forth into our awareness and into our human experience, more deeply, more powerfully, more substantially than ever before. We no longer look to the wings of a sparrow to carry us, but we look to the wings of the eagle within us. Dear God, please carry us home. Amen.